We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
You can't base your faith on somebody else's experience. And then the other thing that he's done, he has invested specifically in Jesus' ministry. Now, I tell people this all the time, and I've done it, and I'm convinced that it's effective. When you have a need, take of your finances, if it's a financial need, and invest it for the specific purpose of sowing a seed for that particular need. Now, you hear people say this quite often, and some of you have probably been guilty of saying it. Well, now, I just don't believe that you ought to give to get. You know what that's like? Now, don't misunderstand. You could have wrong motives about things, and I've seen people that way, you know. But when you determine to do it because the Bible said to do it, give and it shall be given unto you. The whole law of prosperity throughout the Bible, the principles of the whole Bible is based on the law of seed time and harvest. God told Noah, made a covenant with him. He said, as long as the earth remaineth, there'll be day and night, cold and heat, seed time and harvest, and it'll never cease. That's the way it works. Now, a guy that says, I just don't believe. You invested $100 in there because you had a need of so much, and you invested it specifically to get that money returned so you could do that with it? Oh, shame on you. You're just giving to get. That's just like saying to a farmer that goes out there with enough seed to plant 100 acres of wheat. He goes out there with 200 bushels of seed, and he's about to plant them. Some guy comes along and said, yeah, I know why you're planting them seed. Shame on you. I know why you're planting them seed. You're just trying to get more seed. Yeah, man, what else? I mean, that's the way it works. This is God's provision. Now, why would God get mad at me for using his principles? Why would God get disturbed that I could look in his word and find out if you give, it'll be given unto you, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you? And I found out in his word that you can sow a seed, and sometimes you'll reap a 30, a 60, or a 100-fold return. And I know that that's the way it works in the ground. And then get in trouble with God for using his method. No, this is God's provision. This is God's provision. I think what we've missed sometimes is that when we sit in the audience, and I know I did for years, you sit in an audience and they're taking an offering. And I used to think, well, dear God, you know, I give this and it's gone. You know, I mean, I won't have it if I give it. And, you know, I wasn't upset about it sometimes, but I just gave it and thought, well, there it goes, you know. Praise God, giving it to God, you know. Get it when I get to heaven. What in the world would you do with it then? No. What God has done is exactly what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. He said, God furnishes seed for the sower, bread for your food, and multiplies the seed sown. He multiplies the seed that you sow. He can't multiply what's in the barn. He can't multiply that. What farmer would be foolish enough to go out and just take his seed, set them out on the turn row and just go to praying over them? Somebody come along and say, what are you doing? Well, I'm praying God will multiply these seed. Praise God, I'm going to have, you come back this fall and I'm going to have 10 truckloads of seed out here. Well, are you going to plant them? No, I'm just going to pray over them. Leave God to multiply them. You'll pray over them till you wear all the sack off the seed too, but they won't multiply until you plant them. Now, here's the thing that I never understood. Is that when a person has a need, or a church has a need, and you give to that, you're not only supplying that need, but you've just found the opportunity to get your need met. Any farmer knows you have to have ground to sow in. How many of you know that? If you're going to plant a garden, you're going to have some soil. And when you find a need, it might be your neighbor next door. And you give to them, you're sowing seed. That becomes ground. Jesus said, if you give it for my sake in the Gospels, you'll receive 100-fold in this lifetime. Now, somebody said, well, that wasn't talking about money. Didn't you know that it didn't even mention money in there? It mentions houses and land. You bought any houses lately? You bought any land lately? Certainly it's included in there. This is God's provision. This is God's way. It's God's method. And when you give, now see this covenant that he made with Abram. This thing passed right on down to us. But you're going to have to believe in it. It's to Abraham and his seed. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And he was heir of the world. He was heir of the world. It's time that we expanded our thinking. It's time that we begin to go out beyond what we thought in days past and start looking for God to fill us with his good treasures. Now, the promise is all through the Bible. The provision that God has made is all through the Word of God. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. I want to show you a parallel between the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. God spoke to them over in the 6th chapter, and he said, now you're going to live in houses you didn't build. You're going to eat a vineyard you didn't plant. You're going to possess a land. And he goes on to say that it was an inheritance. It was their inheritance. Now, I want you to get this. It's their inheritance. Belonged to them. God said, I've given it to you. It's yours. But you have to possess it. You have to possess it. And see, that's what we're talking about. Faith to possess the land or the provision that God has made. But did you know that all of the people that he told that to didn't possess the land? They didn't possess it. Come down to the 8th chapter in verse 16. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, or one translation says discipline thee, that's a better word, that he might discipline thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good in the latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and my might, my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Now notice, he said, I've given thee power to get wealth, that I may establish my covenant. He has given you power to get wealth to establish his covenant. Now this covenant was to Abraham and his seed. For 1,000 generations are an everlasting covenant. Now God has given us power to get wealth. Religion has come along and taught us you ought not have it. You know, it's amazing to me at the people that'll get up and preach poverty from the pulpit and then take offering. I don't understand it. Listen, God has made provision, and his provision is an everlasting provision. Now go with me over to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. There's a lot of scriptures we could stop off and read, but boy, I'll tell you, there's something here. Before we read this in the 28th chapter, I want to just take you mentally to some of the things that happened to the children of Israel. And I said we're going to show you some parallels. When they came out of bondage, God led them out. Now, you know, they was all employed. How many of you know they were employed? Every one of them had a job. And they were fed. They had a place to stay, and they were fed. They were working them hard, but they had a job. Now, see, with the unemployment like it is today, people get scared. Fear comes in. They allow fear to come. I want you to know, here's a whole nation that became unemployed in one day. 100% unemployment. You know any unemployment that is that bad anywhere in this nation or the world? 100%? No. And did you know God made provisions for them and not one of them lacked for anything to eat or to wear? Divine provisions. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. Dear God. And then we fussed out a little unemployment. You know, it'd do this nation good if they would report the amount of people that's working today compared to 10 years ago. Instead of saying how many is unemployed, but look how many more people we got. Now here's the thing I want to point out to you. Here's a whole nation that became unemployed overnight. And God made provisions for them. He's leading them to a much better place. A much better place. He told them about it. He said in one place there, he said, when you get there, and if there be any poverty in the land. In other words, there wasn't expected to be any. None. A place that flows with milk and honey. Now let me tell you something about this Canaan land. It is not a type of heaven. People tried to preach it that way. It's been taught that way. Well, it's heaven. Let me tell you, there's no enemies going to be in heaven. They were giants in that place. They had battles to fight over there. It couldn't be a type of heaven. It's a type of our inheritance in this earth. Did you get that? In this earth. Before the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. The whole nation became unemployed before they got the provision that God made. But you know, God made divine provision. Now, we're not all going to get unemployed. That's not what I'm referring to. But I wanted to show you that compared to the nation of Israel, we're doing well, folks. Somebody said, yeah, but I don't have a job. Well, you just hang in there. Before this service is over, you'll find out how to get you one. Let me tell you, God is doing a new thing in this earth. The believer is going to come out on top. Amen. Glory be to God.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today as we've taught on the subject of faith for God's provision. Now, our CD offer all this week is CD offer number 7122. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. A total of $11. It's dealing with just exactly what we're talking about here on the broadcast this week. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Did you know that so many people put off the blessing of God until they get to heaven? They think, well, when we get to heaven, things will be wonderful. Well, certainly it will be then. But you see, gas won't be $3 a gallon in heaven. You don't need the blessing then. You need the blessing now to pay your bills and deal with the here and now. So many people don't know that God's already given to us these things. In 2 Peter chapter 1, listen to what Peter says in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. Grace and peace. Grace is God's willingness is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. You need to know what God has done for you. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. In other words, God's given it to you, and it's given to you through the exceeding great and precious promises. Now, if you don't recognize that to be God's blessing for you today, then you'll miss it in life. That's CD offer number 7122. It's entitled Faith for God's Provision. A single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.